You're listening to Indigenous British Columbia, The Knowledge Keepers, a podcast journey led by the voices of First Peoples in conversation with journalist Pamela Post, your host of The Knowledge Keepers podcast.
Welcome to The Knowledge Keepers podcast, the inaugural edition. I'm Pamela Post in Vancouver, the traditional lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I'm German-Canadian on my mother's side, Tsimshian First Nation on my father's side. My dad grew up on the Skeena River near his traditional village of Kitsum-Kalem on the northwest coast of British Columbia, and it's my pleasure to take you with me on journeys throughout the province to Indigenous places and people with stories to tell, who are welcoming visitors from around the world to come and know their histories, their cultures, their land, their way of being in the world. Today, we start with a place that brings to mind Ballyhie, or paradise. This is what it sounds like. It's the sound of Kian, the ancient and traditional beachfront village of the Huwait people. The Huwait are one of the 14 members of the Neuchâlnoth Tribal Council. Kian is located at Bamfield on the west coast of Vancouver Island, near Pacific Rim National Park. It's a place so stunning in its natural beauty, ecological diversity, and rich history, it's been declared a National Historic Site. It contains the only surviving house structures from a traditional Indigenous village in southern British Columbia. But that ancient site was closed to most outsiders until recently. The Huwait people are now opening up this beautiful and sacred village to the outside world, and I recently took a tour with a handful of other lucky visitors with our tour guides Stella Peters and Wishki. It starts with an incredible hike through the primeval rainforest to get to the oceanfront, where the ancient village remains of Kian are. Stella prepared us for the journey.
There is a boardwalk most of the way, but not all the way, so you still got to watch your footing. We are in a place where there is bears and cougars and wolves. We don't see the wolves or the cougars, but they do see us. We have seen fresh cougar tracks out there lately, though, like even yesterday.
And as you hike the 30 minutes through this amazing forest, Stella points out trees that have been culturally modified by her Huwait ancestors going back hundreds of years. The smells of the forest are just indescribable. And as you get closer to the ocean, those smells start to mingle with the rich, fragrant forest smells. It's intoxicating.
Yeah, I'd like to take opportunity to welcome each and every one of you here to Kian. This is our oldest village, and this is the crown jewel of the Huwait people. It has our deepest and richest history is from this village.
Then Stella and Wishki toured us through the remains of the village longhouses. You have to tread carefully within a shell-lined pathway. These are fragile artifacts. Stella points out what could have been taken for moss-covered tree roots are actually the huge bones of a whale from well over 100 years ago.
Possibly humpback, gray whale.
If you've traveled to the Royal British Columbia Museum in Victoria, you will have seen carved welcome figures of a man and woman at the entrance.
So the welcome figures that came from Kian, they came from this village, were taken in 1910. And they were purchased originally by a private owner, and somehow they made their way and landed in the Royal British Columbia Museum. So they came from this house.
The grand finale of this tour is when Wishki climbs atop a great rock in the surf, invites the group to gather around on the beach, while he tells a powerful story of a tragic attack on the Huwait by their neighboring band to the south, the Tlalim. A slaughter that wiped out almost every man, woman, and child in the village. But they ultimately prevailed and, after 25 years of occupation, reclaimed their village of Kian and became known as the people of resilience, the Huayat. After the three-hour tour and our climb back through the forest to the town for lunch, I had a chance to sit down with Wishki.
What would a hello or a greeting or a welcome be in your language? You could tell me what thank you, how you say thank you?
Yeah, tleko, tleko.
Tleko, tleko?
Yeah. And then uhatleet, so it's like, oh, that's you. It's like kind of like a greeting, more of like, what are you doing? How are you doing? Those kind of things, like just the conversation.
What's that phrase again?
Uhatleet is like, oh, it's you.
Uhatleet?
Yeah.
And just lastly, I would ask you, for anybody who's listening to this from close or far away, what would they experience coming to visit here?
What you could expect is a journey through time. I want to get them on into our canoe, like the first song I sang when I got out there and I was on tour. I was singing that we can best move in unity. And that's what I want to do for reconciliation, because I don't think it's something just that belongs for the politicians to throw around like they're doing good. I want us to take that. Is that, you know, how do we reconcile? It's in the food, it's in history, it's in the language, it's in everything. And that's what a trip out to Banfield would mean. It would be kind of, we're inviting you on this journey of reconciliation. We're inviting you to our territory. We're opening up all of the natural wonders that we cherish so much, so that people can come and see this is what our life is like.
Beautiful. Kleko, kleko.
You're welcome.
And kleko, kleko to you for coming along on this journey to Kihin, the ancient and sacred village of the Huayat people in Bamfield, British Columbia. You've been listening to Indigenous British Columbia, the Knowledge Keepers podcast. I'm Pamela Post. Join me again for our next podcast journey.